John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. He will be at Punchline Philadelphia Friday and Saturday night for two shows at 7 and 9:15. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com. He is the one, the only, the man who really should be from Philadelphia, Michael Yo.
What's up? How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm real good. How are you?
Oh, I'm enjoying the Dallas Cowboys losing every week.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
See, you are a Philadelphian.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm from Houston, so it makes it even better because we hate Dallas. And when they lose, it's just, how can you be America's team when you haven't won anything in 30 years?
That's what I'm saying. Very good. Well, they're the only ones who still call themselves that.
You know, I mean, come on. Seriously, when you call yourself something, you know you're not it. You know what I mean?
The best part is they're not just losing. They're losing ugly.
Oh, yeah. And that's what makes it so good, right? Like, if they lost by one point, everybody could be like, they're still in it, they're still okay. But when they get blown out, it's like, yo, they suck. And this is beautiful.
Speaking of winning and losing, we didn't realize that you were on America's Got Talent. And you were there, a comic with four judges and no audience. How rough was that?
It was terrible. I mean, it was horrible. Because I remember the night before, they called me and go, hey, this COVID broke out in L.A. and, you know, we got to take precautions. So you're going to perform tomorrow in front of four judges. You can say yes or we can move you to next year. And I was just like, you know what? If there's one person, it's a crowd, you know, because I just didn't want to disrespect comedy by not doing it.
Right.
So I went up there. But it's tough, you know, it's really tough because you can't feed off a crowd. And if a judge doesn't get a joke, it doesn't read well with the other three. But what's good, what I learned, if Simon laughs, everybody laughs. So, and Howie was so supportive of the comedian. So I think the second round when Simon wasn't there, it really threw things off for me because Simon was a big fan of mine.
Now, I have to admit, seeing you on America's Got Talent proved to me once and for all that you are the worst weeper in America. I thought I was bad, but you are the only man who ever came off stage crying over your success.
You know what's crazy about that? I'm the ugliest cry in the world, first of all. I have the ugliest cry, and I didn't know it was going to be so emotional when I got off. But you know, I tell everybody, when you're in Hollywood, you get so many no's. Everybody's like, no.
Right.
Then when you get four yeses from, to me, Simon Cowell and Howie,
right.
Simon is just, you know, a kingmaker, and Howie is just a phenomenal comedian. So when I got those yeses, it just meant so much, and my mom was there, and my wife was there. I just got over. I'm an emotional dude.
Oh, man. I know. I mean, the last time you were in, you were actually one of the last comics we ever had live in the studio. We, you know, it was maybe 2 weeks after you were here, all hell broke loose.
Yeah. Right?
And from what I understand, and you got COVID?
Yeah, I got COVID. So here's the thing. I think about 5 days after AGT, I got COVID. Uh-huh. Like, I was in a hospital in ICU. The doctor came in. I said, am I going to make it? He goes, well, in 2 days, it's going to go really good or really bad. And I didn't really understand what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
But then it hit me that I could be in trouble. So I go, so I'm going to make it, right? And he goes, he looks me right in the eye and goes, we're going to try our best.
Uh-oh.
And I go, you know what's funny is you always want people to try their best, but you never want people to tell you they're trying their best. You know what I mean? It's like you take your car in. You're like, did you fix my brakes? You're like, oh, we tried our best. Like, you never want somebody to tell you they're trying their best. But I was early, man. When I was in there, I was the first person at that hospital with COVID.
Really?
And there was less than 100 deaths at that time of COVID, so nobody knew what was going on. So I remember they put me on everything. If I saw it on TV, literally 30 minutes later, it was in my system.
Wow.
In my system. And the worst part is I gave it to my mom, and she beat it in one day.
Oh, God.
So now she talks crap to me. She's like, I beat COVID one day, take you 8 days, I see you, you take 8 days. Like, so my mom is taunting me all the time about how weak my immune system was compared to hers. She's like, you got to eat kimchi, it makes you strong. And I'm like, okay, mom,
now,
I get it.
Now, we should explain, he's purposely speaking that way, because that is how his mother talks, because
yes.
Michael Yo is Blasian.
Yes, half black and Korean. Absolutely. So I don't want people to think out there, oh, he's racist. But it is Philly, so it might fit in. I don't know.
We're not Boston.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, I was thinking about Boston. My fault.
Now, are you excited that there's a Blasian candidate for vice president?
Yes. Excuse me. Blasians are coming up, you know. Finally, we're getting the recognition.
Hey, you have been since Tiger Woods.
I know Tiger Woods. You got Steph Curry that's mixed. You got Obama. Now you got Kamala Harris. I mean, come on. You know, I'm just waiting for half Black Panther. This was made it. We made it. I mean, can I be the half Black Panther, please? Somebody cast me in that. You know?
He is Michael Yo.
Yes.
Friday and Saturday night, he will be at Punchline Philadelphia as the show at 7 and 9:15. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com. Hopefully, we will sometime in the future see you once again.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get this thing cleared up.
And then you and I could have just a big weep party.
That's right. We'll just cry on each other all night.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.